Okay, so today I'd like to talk about the primitives of observable. Observable has primitives just like many other types in .NET. For string, for instance, it's null and string.empty. So let's take a look at the primitives for observable. So the most primitive one is never, which creates the following marble diagram. It doesn't produce any values. No onNext, no onError, and no onCompleted. That's the most basic one. Let's take one step further. Empty. Empty marble diagram immediately completes when you subscribe. So these two are very different in their usage. So imagine that you have another observable O, and you do concat with either never or empty. If you concat with never, then you get an observable that never ever completes. If you concat with empty, it's the same as just using O itself. So behavior of these two is very different. So now let's look at two other primitives. The first one is return, which takes a value. And what this thing does, it produces an observable that when you subscribe, immediately fires that value and then completes. And so this is on the onNext stream, and very similar to that is throw. Throw takes an exception. And when you subscribe to that, it immediately throws the exception onto the error stream. Well, that's it. Those are the primitives of observable.